You're listening to Off the Record, local music on Radio K, and you just heard an in-studio performance from Caroline Smith. That was awesome. Thanks again for being here, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah. So, how has touring been? I mean, this new album that you've been promoting is fantastic. What's the tour been like?
Thanks for saying that. Tour's been great. I have my ladies with me now, which is way more fun to tour with. No offense, guys. But the ladies are fun. There's a lot of outfit picking out and hair doing it.
Shopping.
Just shopping. Basically, hair is everywhere all the time in the van. In a good way, though. In a good way.
That's awesome. You guys have some dates scheduled later this winter, too.
Yes. Yeah. End of February, beginning of March.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're excited.
Yeah. So let's talk about the new album a little bit. So Half About Being a Woman is really a major departure from your previous sound. What inspired you to pursue that new direction?
I think just the realization that I was having a really hard time finding my voice in this indie community that I really wanted to be part of. But I think at the end of the day, I had to realize that I wasn't being myself. And a lot of that had to do with age, being young and growing into your own voice, I think, is a common thing for women of my age, 25, and proud. But this music is the first, or this record is the first record that I've ever made that I would actually listen to if it wasn't by me. I don't listen to this record on my own time. But so this record to me feels like the most honest music I've made. And the most accurate portrayal of music that is inspiring me and has inspired me.
That's awesome. Who are some of your major influences?
Well, it's always changing, but like most of us born in the 80s, TLC was a huge influence. I loved them. And of course, Whitney, Mariah, all those heavy hitters. And these days, this record was really based off of the strong vocals, the strong voices of the women like Jill Scott and Erykah Badu. I just really admire those women and their soul and their coolness. So, yeah, they were a huge inspiration.
Totally. So that last track that you guys played was your first single, Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
I just love that video. It looks like you guys are having so much fun. It must have been just a blast to make.
It was very fun.
Yeah, what was the inspiration behind that, the concept for the video?
You know, it kind of came along very organically. I actually didn't set out to make this really big statement with the music video. But it just naturally happened, which is kind of the theme throughout this whole record, is everything just kind of happened really naturally and easily, which is really nice. But the video, there was a joke that Jesse was making about Arlen, like a music video of Arlen, like with milk on his toms. That was funny, but I didn't think it was funny. I thought it was a really good idea. So it kind of started there, but I wanted to find out, or I wanted to like find a way where like that meant something in like a really sassy way, because that's kind of my vibe. But so the milk kind of turned into this representation of like where like the men are covered and like where they came from in a kind of a weird way. So the women are kind of like free and like freeing themselves of societal norm that is put on them or whatever, and the men are covered in where they came from.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. So I guess just lastly, what advice would you give to other like young musicians starting out?
I think the advice that I always give musicians, young musicians starting out in today's like reality of what it is to be a musician. Today's reality of what it is to be a musician involves Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all these things, and I think it's really easy to forget that music is the reason why you're a musician, not how many followers you have and how many likes you have. So my biggest advice is to write and to practice music more than social networking.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much again. Caroline Smith, she just released her new album, Half About Being a Woman. And thanks so much for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us. Oh, can I introduce my band, too?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, cool. This is Charlie Smith on the keys and Jesse Schuster on the bass. Give a hi.
Hello.
Hannah Vanderhoff.
Hey, guys.
And Mina Moore.
Hi.
Lovely ladies backing me up. And Arlen Pfeiffer.
Hey there.
True Blue over there.
All right. Thanks so much, guys. And now back to more great music on Off the Record, local music on Radio K.
Thanks.